Tomorrow says like this. Be almona min anesuyin. If the first Yibrother's wife was an almona, that your brother lived with her, so there's two chesronis to a kohen gadol. First of all, she's an almona. Secondly, she's a bula. Is kuliyam loy pligid loy potra. Everybody holds that you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Because the ain essay doicha loisus evi essay. Nobody says you could be doicha. So therefore, since you don't have a right to be miyadma, it's not called you be mekayim the mitzvah. Therefore, the tzara is not potra, you have to give the tzara at least chalitza. Keep pligi, where's the machlekes? Be amona min erisin. When your brother died, his wife was an amona, but only min erisin. And nobody lived with her. She's still called a psula. So there's only a chai v'lavin for the kohen gadol to marry you. Man the yama poteris, the one that says when the kohen gadol is miyabim the amona, he did the mitzvah, he patters the tzara. Why? Because us the essay v'deicha es loisa say. We talk a say essay is deicha loisa say. And therefore he was mekayim the mitzvah. Therefore the tzara is potter. But a man the yama ain't a poteris, the one that says he is not potter. He was not mekayim the mitzvah. Why? Lo yosi essay v'deicha es loisa say. We do not say Esa Deicha Loisa Say. Why not? It's only regular Loisa Say. It's only an Amona to a Kohen Gadol to an Amona. She's a Psula. There's only a Lav. The Teretz says, like Rabbi wanted to say before, like Rosh Lakish, that Kiva and the Efshe B'Chalitza. Here, since you could give a Chalitza, you do not have to be Boyla. So it's possible to be Mekayim the Mitzvah without being over the Lav. Then we do not say Esa Deicha Loisa Say. Like Rabbi wanted to say before. And this the Gemara again asks the same question again. No, it's not true. Meisve, I have a kasher on this. Before we had clearly an amon l'kohen gadol. If the kohen gadol is miyabma, he is konu. He is mekayim the mitzvah. So you see, you do say yesterday cholay sasei. The Gemara tiyufta, it's a tiyufta according to Rambam diyoma. For the Gemara, if so, leima tiyavinam a tiyufta to Resh Lakish. The Gemara should be a kasher on Resh Lakish. Like Rav has said over Resh Lakish is svara. That Resh Lakish says what? When do I say Esa Deicha Loisa Say? If there's no way to Mekayim the essay, only if you have to be over the Lav. So you have a right, but if you have another way to do the essay without being over the Aveira, you have no right to do the Aveira. So the Chura Kasher is over here then, do Chalitza. So Maria says, no, it's not a Kasher in Rosh Lakish. Oh, Maloch Rosh Lakish. Rosh Lakish will answer you back like this. Ki Yamina no, when do I say that if you could do both, you don't have a right to be Deicha? Heicha de Mekayim a Mitzvah. That's when you do the mitzvah without the lav, I'll call upon you mekayim the mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah though. But over here by yibum, chalitza b'mokum, yibum, lav mitzvah. That's the aside. That what are you telling me now? This amona, the brother was married to an amona. The brother died. So the amona now falls to the other brother that's a kohen gadol. So he's saying, no, he has the mitzvah fesed to miyabma. And really he should be mutter, because we say essay is doicha lois assay. What's the reason why not, according to Rosh Lakish? Because instead of doing the mitzvah sesi of Yibim, do the mitzvah sesi of Chalitza. The Torah says that's not the same mitzvah. Chalitza, b'mokim Yibim, lav mitzvah. In other words, the ikka mitzvah by Yivam is to be Yavimu. It's only the Pasuk says, im l'yachbois. If he doesn't want to make Yibim, then he has a right to make Chalitza. That's a secondary thing. But avada, the ikka mitzvah is to make Yibim. Therefore, if the Kohen Gadol wants to be miyabma, that's his mitzvah. And avada, we do say, es is dechalos say. Therefore, if the Kohen Gadol is miyabma, avada is mekayim the mitzvah, and it's okay, it's kanu. Why do we say in the Mishnah that chai v'lavin, you should not be miyabma? That's what we had before, that's only gzeira. So gzeira, be a rishon, not to be a shnia. True, the first B is mutter, because you say Esther is dechalos say. It's the mitzvah Esther of Yibum. The first time you live with her, you mekayim the mitzvah. But that's it. The second B is not called the B's mitzvah anymore. So the second B is since she's a chai v'lavin. Like if the kohen gadol was miyabim the amona, every B you have with her is a chai v'lavin. Therefore, the din is the second B is also. Therefore, with the rabbanon, even the first B is also. It's gzeira B rishon not to be a shniya. But if you didn't listen to the Gzeir when you were Miyabim, Havada, we do say, Yasa Decholaisa say, and you're carrying the Mitzvah of Yibim. And therefore, you would part of the Tzor also. Omar Rav, and Rav says, Remez l'shniyas min atur minayin. Where's the Remez, like the Asmachta, like we're saying, Shniyas means the Rabbanin came along and made certain Nashim Asa to you. Even though Midiraisa, she's Mutta to you, Midirabbanin, she's Asa. Where's the Remez, where's the Asmachta, where's a little bit of a Remez from the Torah to make such Exeris? So first, Shneimar HaPosek says, Ki Yaskola Tu'evas Ha'el, also Anshe Yoretz. that says the lashon ha'el means these koshes. Ha'el is lashon strong. Mashma, don't do these averes. These are chayv krisis the ervis. Nechlal diyikar rakos. Mashma, there are rakos softer ones. Uman ninu. What does it mean, soft ones? Shniyos. That means the ones that are only awesome in the rabbonin. That's called softer than what's awesome in the yiraisa. Shrashi nechlal diyikar rakos. The kalos men gasuris. They're more easier. That means they're only awesome in the rabbonin. For the Gemara, my mashma do'el lishpin dekashu. How do you know the word ha'el means strength? It's a strong issa. The asif, because the pasuk says in Yecheskel, the asel yoretz lokach. The mashma took from the strong of the land. So ha'el means strong. So these are the strong issurim of erva. Mashma, there are easier ones. There are only yasim of the rabbanon. For the Gemara, leima pliga the Reb Levi. Maybe yasim of the Reb Levi. The Yom Reb Levi said that kosha einshin shamidus. Midas means that you have a scale. If you're selling food and you chip by the scale, you don't have an honest scale. You use too much, too little, you chip people by the scale, that's a gezel. So the punishment is worse. Yoisim miyonshin shel aroyis. Worse than doing the aver of living with an isha that's also to you. Shezen nema ben el, because the aroyis, the posagoni says, ho el, like we had. Shezen nema ben ela. And by the midas, it says loshin of ela. So l'chur it's a mashma that Eila is a strong yisr, but her Eil is not so strong. So Gemara says no, Eil tak is kosher. It's also a strong punishment, but for Eila kosher me'el. But it could be that it says lashon by midos. Eila, the Rashi says la Eila be midos k'siv ki tovas Hashem koloise Eila koloise ovel. When we become a yisr mishal arayis, mashma Eila is strong. The first marshmallow is not so strong. Mer says no. Ale is also strong. The strong punishments are royce. But her ale, the ale is stronger. Koshmiel. Now Gabri the Mara Gabi Aroyas Namiak Sivela. I by Aroyas also says the word ale. So Aroyas should be stronger. So Mer says no. Hula mute midis mi curse. Says the word ale by Aroyas, the teacher's dafka here, do you get curse? Mashenke for stealing, having wrong weights. Wrong scales, you're not chayv koros. For the Gemara of Elamai Chumrayim, of Azai, why is it so much strong? What's so strong about the Avera of stealing Barabim to Arois? Hani Yevshe B'tshuva, Hani Lo Yevshe B'tshuva. If you did Arois, you live with a lady, with an Avera to you, stop it and do tshuva. You could do tshuva. If you didn't have a kid yet, you didn't have a mamzi yet, you could do tshuva. Mashenkin, by Gezel, here we're talking about you have a wrong scale, you stole from the Rabbim. Rashi says, of Amidas, Gezelas, Gozelas, or Rabbim, who? V'yen Yodei L'miyachsi, you don't know who to return to, you stole to so many people. V'yafagav, the Kaim Malon, Yisakin Bem Tzorchi Rabbim, we say, if you steal from the Rabbim, go give the money back to fix up the Rabbim, but you should know, Lav Tshuva Mayasu. That's the best thing you could do, but it's not called a good Tshuva. A real Tshuva you can't do because you don't know who you stole from. So that's why it's worse to Gezel of Rabbim than a Reis. Rav Yudu HaMeyach, here's an Asmachta Krishnias. The pasuk says, "V'izain v'chiker tikein mesholim harbe." The Shlomo Melech was misakin a lot of mesholim. The Yomaru Lam Reb Loza, "Kaidim Shabbos Shlomo before Shlomo Melechain, hoise Torah doima lechvifor shein loznayim, like a pitcher doesn't have a handle to it." At Shabbos Shlomo v'yosel loznayim, Shlomo made loznayim means a handle to it. In other words, a handle like you could hold on to it. So that's called shneis. He explained that he made certain zeris to stay away, not to be over the Yisat Torah. Rabbi Yeshu Yomim Mehoch in this passage, it says, Paru'ehu, stay away from it. Atavaboy, don't go near it. Shetem Yolov, go away from it. Viavor. Omer Rav Ashi. So it means, stay away from certain things. So the Rabbanim make Zera not to be over Yisuri HaTorah. And Omer Rav Ashi, Moshe Dabayshi, what's the Moshe Lovi, Lomad Obadoyme, Liyoda Meshama Paradis. Somebody wants to watch his orchard. Meshama, Mibachut, if you're standing outside, Kulu Meshtam, you can watch the whole thing. Mishtamer b'fnim, if you only watch what's inside, shalafona mishtamer, what's inside you're watching, shalachavena mishtamer, what's outside you can't watch so good. See, Ross, like, if you only want to be mekayim what the Torah says, okay, but maybe you'll be over in Aveira. If you listen to what the Rabbanan tells you to stay away from other things, not even to come to an Issa D'Oraisa, you're better off. So the Mara is not a good mashal, it's not a good example. For the Rav Ashi Badusi, it's wrong. Hosom shalafon of miyam mishtamer. If you're inside the orchard watching, I'll call upon him what you're watching inside is called watched. Hocho, though here by Yisuri HaTorah, Ilah Shnis, his Rabbanim wouldn't have made Gzera Shnis, like we'll soon see what they are. Secondary Yisuri, not to be over, Poga Be'er V'Gufa. for sure a person would be over the Issa Torah. So here it's more important, like, the reason why the Rabbanim made these gzeras, like we'll soon see, like a grandmother, because we're afraid if you'll be mutter to your grandmother, maybe you live with your mother also. So the Rabbanim made shnius in order not to be over the Issa Torah. This is the pasuk. Ushmata mishmarti. That means also mishmeres l'mishmarti. Make watches for my watch of the Torah. Means the Rabbanim should come along and say certain things are also in order not to be over what the Torah says. Omalei Abayi the Rabbi Yosef. What the Yeraisi? This pasuk is the Yeraisi. It's not the Rabbanim then. And the Gemara, the Yeraisi appears to Rabbanim. True, it's the Yeraisi, but the Rabbanim are explaining it. And that's with the Rabbanim. For the Gemara, is that true? Kol haTorah nami appears to Rabbanim. The whole Torah is like that. The Rabbanim explained to us what the Torah means. That's not called the Rabbanim, that's called the Diraisa. Here we're saying these are Shnias, they're only Yasum the Rabbanim. El the Teret says the Rabbanim, Avadir is only Yasum the Rabbanim here. Ukro, that will be dashing these psukim here. Ushmatim is Mishmati, it's a smachta the Alma. That's not the real Pshan the Posit. The real Pshan the Posit is talking about something else. It's only an asmachta, means the Rabbanim finds an asmachta, it's a smach, it's something to rely on. That's the mocker I have a right to make such gzeiris. But it's only called an asmachta, not Midiraisa. Those are also. Tana Rabbanim. Tana Rabbanim. Maheim Shnias. What are called Shnias? What are called secondaries? Amy Mai. Your grandmother. It's only Yasim the Rabbanim. Your mother's mother was only Yasim the Rabbanim. For Yem Aviv. Your father's mother. It's only Yasim the Rabbanim. Midiraisa she's mutter. For Yeshes Aviyoviv. The wife of your grandfather. The wife of your grandfather is also the Rabbanim. The Eishes Avi'imai, the grandfather by your mother's side, his wife is also to you. The Eishes, the wife, Achiyav, the brother of your father, Minayim. They're only brothers from the same mother. Somebody writes, that aunt is mutter to you, but with the Rabbanim she's also, she's called an aunt. All aunts are also the Rabbanim. The Eishes Achiyayim, Minav. And your mother's brother from the same father, his wife, that aunt is also also to you with the Rabbanim. The Kalas Benoi, your son's daughter-in-law, is also to you, Midirabonin. Midiraisish is mutter. Only your daughter-in-law is mutter. Mashenkin, your son's daughter-in-law is only us, Midirabonin. The Kalas Bitoi, your daughter's daughter-in-law, is also to you, Midirabonin. But Umutter Adam Vieshis Chamav, a person's allowed to marry his father-in-law's wife. Not his mother-in-law, but his father-in-law's wife. If he married, remarried, you're mutter to marry that lady afterwards. He gives her a gift. Uvieshes Chorgoi, your stepson, the wife of your stepson is mutter to you. The also the Bas Chorgoi, but you're also with the daughter from your stepson. For Chorgoi mutter b'yishtoi, but Yishno, your stepson is mutter with your wife. Ubitoi, Vieshes Chorgoi, Oimerisloi, Ani muteris l'cho. The wife of the stepson could say, I'm mutter to you, Ubiti asur l'cho, but my daughter is also to you. All right. So the last ones again was Yamuta Radon Beishas Khan from the Mutta. Umuta Radon Beishas Khamup, a person is Mutta with the wife of his father in law, Uveishas Khorgoi, and the wife of his stepson. Shrashi Khorgo means Ben Ishtoi, a stepson. If you have a stepson, you married a lady, that she has a son. So now when the son gets married and he gives a get, that wife is mutter to you. Person is mutter b'eishes chorgoi. The also the babas chorgoi. But if his stepson has a daughter, the father is also to the stepson's daughter. Now, v'chorgoi mutter b'yishtoi. But v'chorgoi, the stepson, is mutter with the father's wife. In other words, if your stepfather had another wife, not your mother, then you are mutter with that lady. Ubitoi, who are then if your father-in-law, if your stepfather had a different daughter from a different wife, so the stepson is mutter to his step to the stepfather's daughter. Now the Vieshes Chorgoi, the wife of your stepson, I meris like it say to you to the father, Ani muteris l'cho, I'm mutter to you. In other words, if she gets a get from your stepson, she sees mutter to the stepfather. Ubiti asur l'cho. But the step-daughter-in-law, like, could say to the father, you're also with my daughter. Because, like, since you married my mother, so Allah Khrij is not allowed to marry a mother or daughter or a granddaughter. So therefore, to my daughter, she can say, you're also too. Bas for the Gemara Kashino. Bas Chorgoy, the daughter of your stepson, Diraisi. It should be also Midiraisa, not only Midirabon, it should be also Midiraisa. The Pasuk says, as Bas Beno, yes, Bas Bito. You can't marry a lady and a grandson, a granddaughter. Or as a lady and a son and a daughter, you can't marry. Says so, Bas Chorgoy. You know, you married the mother, your wife. And now Bas Chorgoy means the stepson's daughter, which is a wife and a granddaughter. It's also Midiraisa to marry your wife and a granddaughter. You can't marry as Bas Beno, if he has Bas Bito. So Marin says, Mishum Kaboy le Mr. Seifer. It's true. To marry the daughter of your son-in-law is Asimid, of your stepson is Asimid Raisa. But the reason why it puts it here is because it wants to say the Seifer. But it says what? Eishes Chorgoy, the wife of your stepson, I Meris Loi could say to you, to the father, Ani Muteris Lechor, I'm Mutter with you. Like we just said, the father is Mutter with the wife of his stepson. But my daughter that was asked to you, the Alpha Gav the Biti Asulcha Midiraisa, even though my daughter was asked to you Midiraisa, but the Dila Gozabe Rabbanan, that's the Chiddush. Even though my daughter was asked Midiraisa, me they weren't Goyza. That's the Chiddush. Benachanami, the stepson's daughter was asked to you Midiraisa. Now, Tani Rashan, the Rashan also says, Nami Bas Chorgoy. The Rashan also says that the daughter of your stepson is also wasa to you. Shad Gemari Hachi, if so, Eishes Chamuf, the wife of your father-in-law. Nami Taima, she should also say like this. The wife of your father-in-law can say like this. Ani Muteres Decho, like we said, you're allowed to marry your father-in-law's wife. If it's not your mother-in-law, it's not your wife's mother. Your father-in-law then got married to another wife and then he gives her a get, you're allowed to marry her. You're allowed to marry your father-in-law's wife. So she could say also, the Yochi Eishes Chamiv, your father-in-law's wife will say, Nami Taima, Ani Muteres Lecho, I'm Mutter to you. Obiti Asur Lecho, but my daughter is also to you. Tehevei Achois Ishtoi. It's going to be your wife's sister. So Gemara says, Hapsikolei, Holei Psikolei. One has a heter and one never has a heter. In other words, your wife's sister, when your wife dies, you become Mutter to your wife's sister. But since it's psikole, it has a heter, we don't say it. Like Rashi says, Hop psikole, Bas Chorgoy Leila Masurulei. The daughter of your stepdaughter is always also to you. Because if you marry the mother, you can't marry her daughter or her granddaughter. That's also Midiraisa. Holev psikole is Rashi. Bas Eishes Chama Masurulei. Meshum Achais Isha. Your mother-in-law's daughter is also because of your wife's sister. And that's only also, calls in mind your wife is alive. When your wife dies, though, liacha mis ishtoi muteres loy. After your wife dies, then you're allowed to marry your sister. Yeah. Now, next Gemara says, Omar Rav, arba noshim yeshlam hefsik. Four noshim have a hefsik. That what? That they're not usher. Shrashi dal noshim shniyas yeshlam hefsik. It means shlamala mehem malamata miya muter. Avul hoacheros kagoin eimimoy eimlam hefsik. For the Noshim here, there's a hefsik. Only one generation up is Aser. But more than that is Mutter. By saying that the other ones, no matter how far up you go, they're Aser Midrabbonin. Like your grandmother, your great-grandmother, your great-great-great-grandmother, it's Aser Midrabbonin. By saying that there are four Noshim, the Yeshlam hefsik. Only those are Aser, but further up or further down is Mutter, even Midrabbonin. Now, Nokud Rav B'yodei Tlas. Rav said over three cases that the next generation is Mutter. Eishes achi ha'aim minav, the wife of your mother's brother from the same father. That only she's also, but not the next generation. Rashi, Eishes achi ha'aim minav, the wife of your mother's brother from the same father. Rashi, he levada, she's also to you. Shania, she's a shania. Avol eishes achi ha'aim imai, but the wife of your brother's mother from the same mother, that's muteris. So only from the same father, brother from the same father, not from the same mother. From the same mother, it's mutter. Vaita, v'eishes achiyav, the wife of your father's brother, minayin. If your father had a brother from the same mother, and his wife, she is also to you, but the next one is mutter though. Trashi v'eishes achiyav minayin. Levadishniya, avul eishes achi aviyav.
Yeah, like Rashi says,
Abu Eshes Achi Avi Oviv, but the wife of your father's grandfather, Minei, from the same mother, that's Muteris. The time of the reason is Mishum Loi Shaykh Abu Erva, Diraisa. There's no Shaykh Nis Diraisa, therefore they're abundant to make these Xeris. Right to the Kalosai. The same thing, your daughter-in-law. Your daughter-in-law is Osir, but your grandson's daughter-in-law is Mutter. Rashi be Kalosa Yesh Lehesi. Assuming we ask the question, your daughter-in-law is also to you midiraisa, it's not midirabonin. And then we want to say in the shniyas that rasa midirabonin, there's a hefsik, there's only one generation that saw, the next generation is muta. The Gemara answers, it means your daughter, your son's daughter-in-law, your granddaughter-in-law. Right, Oziri now, this is only three so far. And Rav said there was four. Now, Ziri, Moisif, Ziri, Edzon, what's the fourth one? As Ashes, Avi, Imai, the father of your mother, the wife of your grandfather. Ashes, Avi, Imai, the father of your mother, his wife, is also, has a hefsik. Only she's also, not the next generation. Drashi, Eshla, hefsik, the Sharin and Ashes, Avi, Avi, Imai, the great grandfather of your mother, his wife is mutter to you. Now, Omer Rav Nachum Rav Yitzchok, V'simnecha, what's the simin? D'iloy the Rav. That Ziri added on one generation above Rav's Isurim. V'Rav, my time, L'choshev Lei, why did Rav say this last case of Ziri? The Teretz is, Michvalei, he says, no, there is a Xeri, you'll interchange her, V'eshes Avi Ovid, with the wife of your grandfather. The wife of your grandfather is also to you. So therefore, there's no hefsik there. Rashi di Amrit Yesh Hefsik Osi Lameima B'Yeshes Avi Yoviv Yesh Hefsik V'Osi Mika B'Oisam Duras Ishus Diraisa. And there there's no Hefsik. Now Ziri says Ziri Lohosam Shchiach V'Yozol L'Yochol Shchiach V'Yozol. There it's Shchiach, here it's not. So Rashi Hosam Shchiach V'Yozol L'Mishpaches Oviv Odom Rozol. Person goes to his father's Mishpacha V'Yodeyesh Yesham Korvoi Yosem Imoi. People won't interchange over there. So therefore, Ziri says, here's a hefsik in this case. For the Gemara Kalosoi. That's what we said now, Kalosoi, your daughter-in-law, that's a case that has a hefsik. And that's a shnias. For the Gemara, your daughter-in-law,